104.5 Triple M. It's the Big Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Nick Cody, who is in hotel quarantine. Day four of his quarantine diary coming up after 7 o'clock this morning.
Here's what you need to know with Joe.
The man who digs deeper than any other. What's going on today, mate, heading into the weekend?
Look, Marto, the big news of today will be around JobKeeper. So essentially Victoria's second wave has prompted a big change. It's going to be bigger now, $15.6 billion bigger. The big change is in criteria. So from September, it is going down to $1,200 a fortnight. What you are going to have to show was a 30% loss of revenue. That's now been changed. Basically, for businesses out there, all they'll have to do is show any form of turnover drop from this September quarter from last year.
Jeez.
And they'll qualify. So it should mean a lot more
That'll
people.
That'll be everybody. Oh.
Yeah, really? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But so, the requirements have also changed for job seeker. Is that correct, Joe, as
yes,
well? Do you know about that?
That amount is actually going down. So it'll be, at the moment, it's around 1,100 a fortnight. It's going down to about 800, and you've got to show that you're trying harder to get.
Yeah, you've got to apply for 4 jobs a month at least.
Correct, yep. So look, good news on the JobKeeper front. A lot of businesses and people doing it tough out there. So certainly this will help them. Look, another one heading into the weekend that'll be one to watch is this protest that's planned for the Story Bridge tomorrow. So we've got 3,000 protesters claiming they may try and stop traffic on the Story Bridge. They're upset about some asylum seekers being kept in a hotel at Kangaroo Point.
Now, Joe, I saw...
Is it still going on?
Oh, yeah, yes. It's been going into its 56th day or something, rather. They've been protesting. They're there. Like, there were 8 cops there the other afternoon. There was 2 there even. There'd be 2 there right now keeping an eye on them. It's gone a little bit too far. Here's the... I grabbed some audio of the organiser, the girl, and I met her one day when I pulled over on my bike. Here she is talking about what they're going to do tomorrow.
There's a few thousand of us who are willing to march onto the bridge, play a game of soccer, be very peaceful, do a mass sit-in.
Okay, play a game of soccer.
On
now,
bridge.
They're talking about
That's
sending
the most annoying bit.
Yes, exactly. Go down below the bridge and there's a lovely park there and have your protest because they're sending the CERT team in. I want to see them rip shit and bust in there.
Yeah, not to mention the fact we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Exactly.
But look, police are promising they won't let it happen, but obviously will be interesting to see what
it'll
happens
be spectacular.
Tomorrow.
I feel bad, Nick. I feel like we should be protesting out the front of your hotel trying to get you out.
No, well, that's what I mean. If you sit in hotel quarantine for 2 weeks and come out and say you don't feel bad for people that have been detained in a hotel for
7 years.
Yeah. Rough. They're not getting Uber Eats, you know.
That's it. The other quick one is just the COVID-19 wave here. So the Ipswich case from earlier this week has been revealed to be a false positive. What it means is we've gone 6 days now without community transmission. If we can get through to Sunday, we've essentially avoided that second wave, which will be great news.
So we're -1 this week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
so
yeah,
we've cured it.
Oh, not quite. But anyway, so... well, basically, it was initially a positive test. Subsequent tests were negative. Occasionally, there are errors
positive
in the
negatives.
Test. Correct. Yeah, positive, negative, but look, a false positive. So, in the clear. So, let's get through to Sunday and we'll be all good. So, have a good weekend, guys.
Hey, just before you go, remember the other day, it would have been 2 or 3 days ago, that she's a colleague of yours from down south. Yeah. She had a bit of a bloop, but let's just remind everyone.
A reporter by the name of Lana Murphy. I used to work with Lana down in Victoria. Often you'll do a couple of takes. You don't normally get it first time. They're normally cleaned up. Unfortunately, on this occasion, it wasn't.
Another man was intercepted 250 kilometres from his Apollo Bay home in the Macedon Ranges. He told officers he was on his way to...
Oh, it happens, doesn't it? And we know better than anyone. Everything we do is recorded, Margo. If you stuff up, if I stuff up, if Nick stuff up, we have a laugh about it. I didn't know you were a boundary rider for the AFL last night.
Just starting out, mate. Just learning a trade. Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're going to get another gig.
Bob Jane Teammates, Joseph Ogilvie, a very good evening to you.
Good morning, Baz. Good evening, rather.
Been a big night, Joe.
Been a long day. Another great night for footy here at the Gabba. It's 20 degrees.
Sounds like the boundary riders just finished his session at City Rowers and gone straight to the ground.
How long since City Rowers has been a thing? Is that 15 years? Jade Wooder.
How long have they been locked up in Melbourne? They clearly haven't been out in Brisbane for a while.
Joe Ogilvie doing the walk of shame.
Yeah,
that's what you need to know with Joe. Thanks, Joe.
Cheers.